bless you.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. I'm thinking about Elijah's prophecy. Today, I had, and this isn't the teaching, but the prophecy is right on. That's why it says, covet not to feed the sick, not covet to love your wife, covet to prophesy. We're starting every meeting by letting the boss speak first. How? Is that a good way to start things? Like the national anthem? We're not doing anything. We can't play this game if people aren't defending us. That's great. And I can't take credit. I was reared up in a generation that we don't do anything until the boss talks. Isn't that a good way to start? But even through your prophecy, here I was today. I was going through some things, and all of a sudden I was getting this information. I was getting bummed out. And then turns out later on, all of a sudden I get some new information. I'm like, everything's fine, and I'm driving. And then as I'm driving to go get the pizza, Yahweh was like, and what did we learn? We learned that was a bunch of crap. What does that mean? This intel that you got, you better be ready the next time that comes in and you start getting warmed down again. And if you're not learning from it, you're irritating your father. Grow up, Aaron. But it was produce joy. Produce joy. And as you produce joy, he'll confirm it. He'll confirm things through peace, not through this melancholy things or whatever. So that was good approval for me, actually. It's not for approval, but I receive it. Tonight's teaching is going to be on counterfeit and identifying counterfeits. Counterfeit. So I'm going to read some things that I've found. It's important. And counterfeit money detection market size was valued at USD 3.34 billion. So a billion is 1,000 million. Think about a stack of $1 million, 1,000 of them. It's a lot of money. How much? 3,34 million. What is that? And so, it's projected to reach a USD to 5.8 billion by 2030. And he starts explaining that, one estimate details that more than 75% of nearly 600 billion in U.S. bills circulates outside the U.S. due to its popularity. Would it be easier way to circulate counterfeit outside the U.S.? Mm-hmm. The American $100 bill is one of the most counterfeited currency, but also one of the most difficult to fake. Okay? The $20 bill is the most commonly counterfeited banknote in the U.S. While overseas counterfeiters are more likely to fake $100 bills, probably more profitable to rip people off for $100, the real $100 bill is more prevalent overseas as well, probably because it's more difficult to counterfeit here. How do you stop counterfeit? I'm looking at my nephew here. He works at a fast food. Have you ever had an adult come and start asking you some hard questions?
Yeah.
I just work here. Hey, manager, I cook. I don't answer questions like accounting or something. Do you think employees at fast food are worried about counterfeit? Yeah. No? If you have counterfeit, are you going to take it to a bank? Are you going to take it to a ghetto? Where are you going to circulate your money? You're going to sell where people don't care. And I don't lose it. I still get paid $12 an hour. I'm okay. It's not my problem. So you can imagine, the thing about the thieves integrating. So one of the ways to, this stuff is just quick Googled, and I'm probably being monitored by the Fed. Why is he Googling counterfeit? Solutions to counterfeit. Look for the security thread. There's a plastic strip running through the top to the bottom. You can see these in big bills. Beginning in 1990, here's this thread. How many 15-year-olds, 16-year-olds are going to be looking for these threads to make sure it's the right thread? You could do that. Would a bank do that? Possibly. Yeah. On a 20, if it looks suspicious. But the easiest way to identify a counterfeit is an ingenious little pen you can buy. You know how much these things cost? $4. Why is that important?
Well, a counterfeit book.
Yeah.
Somebody count.
100?
7.
How much money is here?
140?
Yeah.
What's it worth?
140.
$140, unless it's counterfeit. If it's counterfeit, what is, what's it worth?
Zero.
Depends on
five to ten.
Yeah.
That's right, the federal penitentiary.
Yeah.
Recirculating counterfeit, what is it worth? And you can imagine, okay, what you can do is you'll see this, at, they usually don't do it at 20s, but you can, even with 20s, you'll see, the, I think there's a security strip, you can look at it, but people, most hourly employees, they're not going to take the time to do that, but you can't have a pen. And what the pen does, and I think I printed off how it worked. It might not. It's not that important how it works. But the pen, all you do is you take the pen. If the ink from the pen turns like a yellowish, I think it fades after time. It's real.
Show us.
If it leads, well, mine's a counterfeit pen. I was going to buy one for $4. I was like, why don't I just make my own? So I did a counterfeit pen. Yeah, so this would definitely ruin my tenor. But if you fail, it's going to leave a mark. And if you've ever been into Quick Trip, it's very good employees at Quick Trip. Every once in a while you get a 50, they go, they mark it and they put it in there. What are they doing? How easy is it for an employee to identify that counterfeit? Mark it, and all of a sudden mark, whoa, boss, wait a minute. And so you can imagine, most employees are going to want to confront somebody, but if you got a mark on here, hold on a second. Which brings up the problem with counterfeit. If this was a real counterfeit pen, if it was, would any of you mind me, you give me your dollar. And let's check it, would you guys mind?
No.
No?
What if somebody said no? What if they had stacks of cash and they were just flashing it earlier here that hey, I'll pay you to work on my house. I'll pay $100 an hour or something. You're like, wow, that's great. And then later on in the same group, we're like, hey, let's check his money. No, you ain't touching my money. And what would they do if they had counterfeit? They'd probably flip it on you. They're going to attack you. What would you do if you had counterfeit and somebody wanted to check it? Are you going to sit there and go, I really don't want to do that. Why are you sweating? You'd flip it on somebody. But if somebody doesn't want you to check to see if something's counterfeit, what does that mean?
It's probably counterfeit.
We don't know. But what does it say? Why wouldn't you want to check to see if it's counterfeit or something? And you're going to go, what does that say? So identifying counterfeits, the ingenious thing about the pen, whoever invented it, was a 15-year-old or 16-year-old could check it just like that. Boom. What happens? Because they would have stole $20 or $50 or $100. Now they didn't steal anything. They just neutralized it. How easy is it to find out? Do the employees at Quick Trip know how the pens work?
Yeah.
They probably care less. They just know if it leaves a mark or not. If it leaves a mark, I call my boss. The counterfeit pen, what is more valuable, Yahweh's word or cash? Can this get you salvation?
No.
Can this get you a wife? The wife that Yahweh wants?
No.
It could get you the wrong kind of wife. I did get an email from a woman in Russia. She said I was her true love. I probably could have got her for cash. But Yahweh's favor. If you want to find out, is this marriage going to work? That's not going to work. Yahweh and Christ, you can't buy that. Yahweh gives each one of us a counterfeit pen to check doctrines. And you know what it is? It's that. Can anybody read that?
Nope.
What's it say? What Hebrew word are you referring to? How old do you have to be to say that? 12. A 6-year-old could say that. I don't know. How do you know you're not circulating counterfeit? If you were circulating counterfeit, okay, just be honest. I started, as I was doing this teaching, I was like, I can see why some people wouldn't want to know if they're circulating counterfeit because now they're accountable. No. I just lost $20. Just circulate it and keep it going. Are Christians circulating counterfeit?
Yep.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And how do we equip people? So this group is used to it. But you start teaching them, what Hebrew word are you referring to? I have no idea. And it used to be, it would be very difficult to do street evangelism with that. But there's something called blueletterbible.org. Is it org?
Yeah.
Okay. You can look it up, and you can look up any Hebrew or Greek word. So I did this recently, and there's a woman, a really had a great heart, really neat, doing a lot of good things, and all of a sudden she started posting these things about people are going to hell, and they're going to be tortured and all the rest of the stuff. So I reached out to her, and dialogue started. And what I did with her is another thing that's a little bit more complicated than just having the pen. I said, there's 4,000 years from Adam to Jesus Christ. Where is the first warning of this torture chamber? Did Adam and Eve know about it? No. Did Cain know about it? No. Did Sodom and Gomorrah know about it? Did Noah and them know about it? Where did all these people go? And so that this is another way of identifying a possible counterfeit. Going to go, wait a minute. How do we know somebody didn't just cherry pick it? In the United States, do you know what we do? Let's get the Constitution out. And if a history teacher or a government teacher doesn't want you to get a Constitution out, what does that say?
Counterfeit.
They're circulating counterfeit.
Yeah.
Most Democrats hate the Constitution. Because the Constitution is a chain to government. It hobbles government, so it can't do certain things. But our founders, at the very beginning, what does the Constitution say? Constitution says right here in the Second Amendment, Tenth Amendment, Second Amendment, I have a right to defend my family. This comedian says, how important is the Second Amendment? Because the First Amendment is, you can say whatever you want, but the Second Amendment is, but you better buy a gun.
Yeah.
Is this the second thing on the list? It's right there.
Yeah.
There you go, liberal school teacher. The Tenth Amendment says, if it's not specifically given to the federal government, those rights are reserved to who?
State.
The state. What Hebrew word are you discussing? So you don't have to go circle and circle and circle with somebody who knows more about politics. Just go, where is this in the Constitution? And when they detract, especially an educated person, they don't want to go there, what does that tell you about that teacher? We have a serious problem with that teacher. And when you go to a teacher and you say, where's the first warning of this torture chamber? And I said, to any of these people for the first 4,000 years? And her response was, the rich man and Lazarus. And we won't go into that. But I go, but where did all the rest of the people go? And she's sweating bullets. And you're saying, your God that loves everybody, that gave his son, let everybody else get tortured forever. She disappeared for a couple days. And she popped back up. And she came up with all... Well, she didn't do research. She had a good heart. But she Googled, how do you find hell in the Old Testament? Do you know what she found? The Message. The Message has a one scripture. It says this fiery thing. And I went, what Hebrew word are you referring to? And so really, that's the easy. Which Hebrew word? If you're talking about hell, is the soul important? Yeah, the soul, hell, the rest of the stuff, Holy Spirit. So which Hebrew word are you referring to? And I thought I was ending a friendship. I didn't know that I was actually beginning a friendship. I mean, what does that say? If you found out you had a counterfeit $20 bill, some people's reaction would be, I hate you, now I can't circulate this. Somebody else might say, will you come to my house with that pen? I got a safe. You can imagine that somebody's life savings is in cash, and there's a chance that their life savings is counterfeit. Would they have a reason not to look? They don't want to check?
Yeah.
I don't want to check. But wait a minute. Love your neighbor as yourself. What are you going to do with that cash? You're going to circulate poison to somebody else? And so a righteous person would go, whatever's counterfeit in that safe doesn't have any value anyways. But so in her case, she comes back and she says, the Hebrew word is Sheol. And I applauded her. And I can't take credit for this. Maestro. You know what maestro means in Spanish? Teacher. Perfect! He is maestro. Maestro taught me this. And so then I go, what Hebrew word? She says, Sheol. I go, okay. Sheol is the Hebrew word. Yes, Sheol is the Hebrew word. It's the only word that can translate hell. Okay. Tell me about this hell. She goes, what do you mean? Who goes there? Evil people. Evil people go to hell. I said, do good people go there? No. Why? Because Sheol, everybody goes there. Good people go to Sheol. Bad people go to Sheol. Everybody in the Hebrew goes to Sheol when they die. Is that the same place you're teaching? Her problem was that she had an experience where she believed she went to hell. She's been teaching this for years. But it was a counterfeit. What are you teaching? What Hebrew word are you discussing here? And then, and so they set captives free, and now she's accountable to go. And she came back to me, and she said, I went to hell. I overdosed on drugs on accident. It was over-the-counter drugs. And I was not saved. I was a party animal. I had slept for 3 days. I saw the fire. I saw this. I saw that. And the reaction, you can stand up if you're having more time staying awake, if it's easier. Okay. I know it's miserable trying to don't go to sleep. Don't go to sleep. But in her case, she went to hell. And in her mind, she's really convinced it was not malice. And as I was witnessing to her, guess what happened? Yahweh gave me, helped her. Because I'd already seen she witnessed, she went to hell. And then she came back, she goes, how do you explain what happened to me? And I went there. And I can't take credit for it. I said, I know Catholics that have talked to Mary. Catholics where Mary showed up. And that's ridiculous. She immediately rejected it because she's a devout Protestant. I go, tell that to my Catholic friends. I have people that I've witnessed to and I pray for. They're members of the body of Christ. They're saved. Jesus Christ is their Lord and Savior. But they prayed in something they called the Eucharist. And he said, I was praying. I could smell the flowers. I don't know anything about this. I'm not Catholic. I haven't studied. But Mary was there. And I said, what do you say to these people? And she sat there and she was like, it doesn't matter what they think they experienced. And I went, this place does not exist. What Hebrew word has it existed? Did Moses know about it? Did Moses know about your doctrine? And if he doesn't know about it, okay. How about, does King David know about these things? Which is real important. I mean, that's an understatement. Because people are going to be doing teachings and they're going to take scriptures. And so I had a scripture. Turn to Luke 14, 26. And I'm witnessing to a young pastor, a very successful pastor with a lot of people. He's got a big congregation. He is liked. He's got a great heart. He's a lot better looking than me. He can actually play and sing. And he is a well-polished, good-on-camera believer with a good heart, with a really good heart. And we were talking about scriptures and other things, and he knows that I'm anti-Christ because he has an idea of some of the things. You say Yahweh, holy moly, you don't say that word. And he'll approach me, and he'll talk a little bit, but he feels like he's doing me a favor. You're anti-Christ because you don't believe what we believe. And we were talking about some stuff, and he goes, well, okay, give me a foundational truth. Give me a doctrine. Give me a good doctrine, something that's different to me. And I said, okay, I have a doctrine for you. Luke 14, 26. Would somebody read that for me?
If anyone cometh unto me and hateth not his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, further also his own life, he cannot be my disciple.
Okay. What did we just read? One of the younger people.
He who doesn't hate his family can't be...
saved?
Can't be saved, yeah.
Sure. Does this say that?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
He's not his father.
Yeah. If you don't hate your mother and your father, you can't be saved. So he has his Bible out, his phone. He reads this. He starts shaking. Why? Does that violate other scriptures?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can anybody give me another scripture? Thou shalt honor thy mother and thy father. For you have children, obey your mother and father so you can have a long life.
Yeah.
Right here. And he looked at this and he goes, you can't make a doctrine out of that. And I said, well, why not? It's right here. I said, let me see your phone. He gives me his phone. I go, it says it right there in your NIV, man. It doesn't matter what it says right there. And I go, why? He goes, can you show me one other spot in the Bible that says that? I went, wow, you know what? That is the only spot. He goes, you can't make a doctrine out of one thing like that. I go, he goes, and I can, and then he goes, I can show you Deuteronomy, I can show you Leviticus, I can show you Ephesians that say just the opposite of that one scripture. He goes, and I go, but you do agree that it's in there. He goes, yeah, it's in there. And I go, so I can't start a doctrine. No, because it violates all the rest of this. I said, so what, how do you explain that? He goes, we don't know. Okay, so I can't do it. So you're saying I can't do a doctrine with one scripture? No. He goes, especially if it violates several clear scriptures. And I go, okay. Well, let me ask you another question, Jim. His name's not Jim. I won't tell you his real name. Let's take a look at Matthew 28. I said that's a real good question. In a loving way, I'm leading him to try to help him. Now, he has a real problem because he's got a stack of counterfeit bills, and he circulates them, and he's very popular. And if you had counterfeit bills, and you had more, triple the money you had, and you can help people, maybe you're doing good things with it, you're paying people to stay off the streets, you're helping teenagers finish their ACTs, you're buying your mother, and then somebody shows you half of it's counterfeit, what do you do? So in his case, I said, read Matthew 28:18. Now this one, actually when we're turning towards it, he knew what this one was. The Luke one caught him way off guard. And I said, well, what about Matthew 28:18? Will somebody read 18 through 20 for me?
Okay, are you saying 28 or 20?
Chapter 28.
Chapter 28:18.
18 through 20.
If somebody...
And Yahushua coming near spake unto them, saying, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given unto me. Go ye therefore and disciple all the nations, immerse them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
That's good right there. And he goes, yeah? I said, can we make a doctrine out of that? He laughs, because that's a doctrine out of 90% of churches, probably 95% of the churches are going to say the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Right? Mm-hmm. And I said, you can make a doctrine out of that? And he's like, what? It is the doctrine. That is the foundation. It's right there. And I went, how many times is this in the Bible? He had no idea. Interesting. Blue letter Bible. Here you go. You know how many times that's in the Bible?
Once.
Just like Luke 14:26. He goes, well, that's different. Luke's talking about hating people. And I went, let's take a look at the church epistles. So we go to the church epistles. I said, you count for me. 1, 2, 3, 1, or 2. Can you do that? And he goes, yeah, I got about 15 minutes. That's all I got. I said, it's an easy math. You're going to count 1. You're going to count 2 named entities. You're going to count 3. Is there 1? Is there 2? Or is there 3? He goes, where are we going? He goes, is it 3 that are in 1? Or is it all 3? Because how many do we see here? He goes, 3. So we went to Romans. The beginning. Greetings from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Is it how many? 2. We go to 1 Corinthians. Greetings from guess who? I said, what's the number? Because he had some questions for me. He was going to beat me up with good intentions because he was freaking out because he has stacks of counterfeit. 2 Corinthians, count. I said, I'll answer your questions. You do this first. As we're in the gym, greetings from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Every church epistle, we got done with all of them, and he's sitting there going, my life savings is on counterfeit. And he's looking at me, and I go, we're not done. Go to the book of Revelation. Look at the conclusion of the story. Beginning of Revelation, God the Father and the Lord of Jesus Christ, and there's these 24 elders and some weird things I never heard of. He knew about those. How many? 1 or 2? Let's go to the 2 thrones. How many thrones? Are there 3 thrones? Are there 3 thrones that are 1? Is it 3 and 1? Or is it 2 or is it 1? We count it. There is God and there is Jesus the Lamb. Then we went back to Acts. When Stephen was stoned and he looked up into the sky, what did he see? The glory of who?
Yahweh.
And Jesus Christ standing at the right hand. I said, how many is that? He stood there and he goes, well, this is ridiculous. And he was not malice. What you're saying is blasphemy. You can't do this. You are in a cult. He's got to defend himself. If you started marking somebody's dollar bills, fake, fake. This is my birthday money, by the way. Fake, fake. I don't got anything left. No, you're not touching this one. And that's how he was acting, and I would too, possibly. And in his case, I said, the second thing to identifying a counterfeit is we're on the timeline. Did Moses know about the 3-in-1? Did Adam and Eve, and he went, the Holy Spirit this, the Holy Spirit that, and he tried to go in, and he started to go, just show me God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, one scripture. Show me where Abraham said, I come to God the Father, God the Son, the Holy Spirit, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Because you're saying Jesus always existed, and here's the Holy Spirit, you got the 3-in-1. Jonah, and we went through the timeline, and as we sat there, by the time we got to the end, he was so upset because a counterfeit pen just went through his doctrine that he's teaching. What are you going to do? I don't know what he's going to do. And as he left, what Hebrew word? We're on the time. We got 4,000 years. Is it consistency? Because there are some things that weren't through the whole timeline. Can anybody besides this guy name something that has not been from Genesis to
the secret secret.
The sacred secret. The sacred secret. And it specifically says this was hidden. Nobody else knew it. It was revealed to the Apostle Paul that there was this entity called the body of Christ. And Paul explains it. Yahweh explains it through Paul. Nobody knew about this. But there's an explanation why it didn't exist. The sacred secret, speaking in tongues, but there's an explanation to that. And the important thing about that, well, I don't want to show people about their... Do you make friends if you go through their wallet? Yeah. Fake, fake, fake. Turn to, I think it's Matthew 7. I think this is it. This wasn't going to be a part of the teaching. Yeah, we'll go, yeah. Matthew chapter 7, verse 23. Can you imagine seeing somebody... And here they have $1 million and they're going to buy their own hunting land. And you just found out that they don't have $1 million. They have 200,000. They have 100,000. And would they freak out?
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine watching them freak out? And then you're going, whoa, what are you going to do with your $1 million, man? Can you imagine them panicking? Nobody's going to talk about this. Don't talk about this. And what would you do if somebody, you imagine an unrighteous person, if any of you bring this up again, I'm coming after you. Could you imagine some people doing that?
Yes.
I got $1 million on the line. Shut your mouth. That's what Satan does when you say, what Hebrew word are you referring to? And that's what people that are, their whole life savings is based on that. Well, we have to go back and say, Matthew chapter 7, verse 23, if somebody would read 23 through 26 for me.
I will. And then will I confess unto them, never have I acknowledged you. Depart from me, ye workers of lawlessness. Everyone therefore who heareth these my words and doeth them shall be likened to a prudent man who built his house upon the rock. And the rain descended, and the streams came, and the wind blew and rushed against the house. It fell not, for it had been founded upon the rock. And everyone who heareth these my words and doeth not them not shall be likened unto a foolish man who built his house upon the sand.
And the rain descended and the streams... Would you keep reading? Just that next one.
Yeah. And the rain descended and the streams came and the winds blew and dashed against the house and it fell and the fall therefore was great.
Okay, so what is the house built upon the rock? I didn't know this till my father pointed out. Go back to verse 24. How do you know, and Mark Hankins did this, he said, Christians, everybody's going through storms. There's a feeling that, hey, I'm doing the word of Yahweh, I'm being righteous, why am I going through a storm? And Mark Hankins went, hey, it says right there, everybody's going through storms. In this world, you will have trouble, it's a current evil age, there's hurricanes, there's bad things. Hey, the Apostle Paul, don't go to Jerusalem, don't go, don't. Oh man, he went to Jerusalem. Sorry, Father, he did it anyways. But everybody goes through storms. The promise here is if you, everyone therefore heareth these words and what?
Doeth.
Doeth.
If you don't do them, whatever your life savings is a house built on sand. Just don't expect to have it when the storms come. Yeah. And that could be relationships. You have a girlfriend, or I have a girlfriend, or a friend, and the relationship's based on something we haven't ever talked about. It's just, okay, just don't expect it to be there when storms come. But the point of doing the word is knowing the word, and it's not counterfeits. And the people who have their foundation, so in my heart with this woman that I met that went to hell, and she's preaching the doctrine of hell, is I'm not going to be your friend by telling her you're preaching a doctrine of demons. Mm-hmm. Why would you say it's a doctrine of demons? Galatians 1 says if you add to this book, you're cursed.
Yeah.
Was she adding? Well, she took it from somebody else, and I went, the truth sets you free. She was not free. And she is a rare occasion where actually I got to show her, Yahweh helped me show her about this. Now what is she going to do with it? So the easy pen, so if you want to stop counterfeiting your business, you can give any 15, 16 year old a pen. If it's a 50, check it.
I don't know if I want to check it. That guy kind of look like a gangster. He might beat me up.
Oh, okay. I forgot to tell you, if you don't mark it, you're fired. Why would you do that? Because you just stole $50 from me. Will you check it now? Yeah, that guy comes back in here for those Swisher Sweets. I bet you I'm going to check those things. Why? Because you're going to steal it. So what Hebrew word and the where on the timeline? And what you can do is actually set people free. And especially if their whole, how many ministers that is all counterfeit? They're going to go, you know what's going to happen? It says in 2 Corinthians, we're going to go before Christ. And you did not only have counterfeit, you knew you had counterfeit, and you circulated it. Yes. Knowingly circulated counterfeit. Is that different? Pastors know they're circulating it, so for the most part. Father, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for setting all of us free. For all of us, there's so much more we can learn. The more we learn, the closer we get to you. And when we are obedient, and we lose relationships for being obedient, we know that nothing can be taken that you can't restore 100-fold. So help us not be like Adam, who chose his wife over you. If we just thank you for helping us. When we're going to lose things, that you will replace whatever's been taken. You are better than anything that's lost. And for these words, do not be fearful of obedience. Your flesh fights you day and night. You have a war inside you, and your flesh is seductive. The same flesh that says you need to eat certain things tells you to look at pornographic or mass murder videos. It seduces you to do certain things. It tells you you're hungry until you there's a health food in front of you. Now you're no longer hungry. Don't be seduced by these things. Well, that's it. Whoever.